This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the session, Know Your Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, we were discussing about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to comprehend and understand the real power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we understand our own reality, who we are, what is our status, so that we can become the humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus is the one who is the most pure. He's the holy. Again, he is free from all kinds of defects, free from all kinds of deficiencies, free from all kinds of faults, mistakes, or any kind of disadvantage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus is the one who is the most pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the most pure, being the perfect. We need to understand that we also need to do something which is pure. Starting from the worship of Al-Quddus, it should be done with complete purity. What do I mean by worshipping Allah in purity? Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Al-Quddus in purity means that we do not, in the deep down our heart, or in anywhere in our mind, or in any way in our actions, or in any way from our tongue, pollute our monotheism, pollute our belief, pollute our aqeedah, our methodology, our understanding that there is someone who is also most pure, similar, co-equal, or closer to Al-Quddus, closer to Allah. We need to make sure that our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be only for only to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not mix our belief with any wrong thoughts, with any wrong actions, with wrong sayings, and worship Al-Quddus in the most pure way. He is Al-Quddus, he is the most pure, and he loves who the people who are pure in their thoughts, in their actions, in their sayings. We need to go an extra mile in terms of redefining our goals, understanding our own strengths, removing our weaknesses, and strengthen our relationship with Al-Quddus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he is pure, he loves what is pure. So we need to go away from the evil sayings, from the evil actions, from the evil thoughts, so that we get closer to Al-Quddus. And we ask Al-Quddus, we ask Al-Quddus to purify us, to make us obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qareeb. Allahu Akbar. Al-Qareeb, it means ever near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is ever near. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 186, Allah says in the Quran that when my servants, look at the expression, Allah says when my slaves ask me, tell them I am near. I am near to them. O Prophet, when they ask you about me, when they ask you about me, tell them I am nearer to them. I am ever nearer to them. In terms of his knowledge, in terms of his seeing, in terms of his watching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always near us. What does it indicate to us? Whenever we have a wish, ask Al-Qareeb. Whenever we want to achieve something, ask Al-Qareeb. Whenever we want to accomplish something, beat anything, which is good and lawful, ask Al-Qareeb to help you, because he is there with you in terms of his knowledge. So ask Allah and abandon all the false deities. Ask Al-Qareeb to nourish you, to provide you, to guide you, to bless you, to have mercy on you. Al-Qareeb is always near you. Whenever you think about Allah, Allah is there for you. Allah says, I will respond to their prayer, to their supplication. This is the wa'da of Allah. This is the promise of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always fulfills His promise. If we ask Allah, Allah will give you. When was the last time that you sat all by yourself with complete dedication, with complete determination, with full trust, with absolute hope, and ask, oh Allah, give me so and so. Ask Allah and you will see Allah will respond to you. Allah is there, ever near. Al-Qareeb is there for you and me. Let us not look any window or door. Let us be closer to Allah, who is Al-Qareeb, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what we want. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Qareeb to strengthen, to have mercy, to bless ourselves. Al-Qareeb, we ask you to help in all the matters of our life, to help us in order to become the beloved slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet another name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qawi. Al-Qawi is the one who is the strongest. There is no quwwah on the face of the earth. Literally, there is no quwwah. There is no strength. There is no power. There is no strength in anyone who can compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the whole of mankind were to gather together to do something for you, they will not be able to do you except what Allah wills, except what Al-Qawi wills. And if all the people come together to gather for a purpose to destroy you, if you have a strong belief and Al-Qawi does not will this, there is none who can overcome this. Al-Qawi is the strongest one. We worship the God, Alhamdulillah, who is the strongest of all. And this is common sense. If you have someone who is strong, who doesn't need any associate, who doesn't need any partners, who doesn't need any strength to accompany, who doesn't need any will of others, who doesn't need any permission of others, why do we go to anyone who is less strong, less willpower do they have, as opposed to those who is Al-Qawi, the strongest? He is the one who is the strongest of all. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, in this episode again, we have talked about some of the greatest names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of which is Al-Qadir, Al-Qahir, Al-Quddus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qawi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by all these names and all those names which Allah kept for Himself to help us, to guide us, to empower us, to make us stable, to make us established on His deen, and to make us die as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the people of Al-Jannah whom He loves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the great company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, keep reflecting, memorizing, and relating the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next episode, again, we shall continue with more names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
He's Allah Almighty, who created the moon.
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty,
who looks down on us. Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.